Blog Talk Radio.
Outreach Ministries on Sunday in Jesus' name. I'm Pastor Sabrina. Assistant Pastor Bill is here. You're here, and the Lord is here. We want to thank the Lord for coming to church today. Amen.
Amen.
It makes the difference whether a group of people come and sit down to hear a sermon and when the Lord shows up. It's not the same. Nothing's the same when Jesus shows up. Wherever he went, things changed immediately as soon as he was there. And it's the truth in church, and it's the truth in your prayer closet. It's the truth wherever you are. When Jesus shows up, nothing is ever the same again.
Amen.
And I pray for you that Jesus has shown up in your life, because if he has not, you have missed the most wonderful part of being a human being. You have missed the most valuable, the most miraculous, the most stupendous thing that could ever happen to a human being, God coming to live in you. It's not an experience that you should leave Earth without. So I want to encourage you, if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you have not repented of your sins, that means that you told the Lord that you are extremely sorry for everything that you have ever done wrong and all the things you should have done that you did not do and all the activities you participated in that you should have had no part in whatsoever. And that you are turning away from that life, and that you are turning to him to give him your life and asking him to come live in your heart and be your personal Savior and the Lord of your life, the ruler and master of your life, and that you're turning your life over to him. If you've never done that, then you haven't found your way to true life yet. You're still existing and not living. We want to encourage you to stop just existing and to move into living. We were called to live this life and to live this life with his love, his joy, and his peace abundantly. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, saints, sometimes we go through life and there are people close to us and near to us that we've never said those things to, and we ought to. We ought to tell them that there's a life to be lived, not just an existence to make it through. There is a life to be lived. And it's never the same once you ask Jesus to come into your life. You'll never see life the same again. You'll never feel exactly as you felt as a sinner. You'll be very much aware of a very different presence in you, and it makes all the difference in the world. When problems and troubles come, when you were alone before, you'll know that you're not alone now. You'll know that there's someone there to help you and to guide you and to direct you if you'll bother to pay attention. You'll know there's someone there to protect you and shield you, someone to help you when you're down, someone to enjoy the time with you when you're happy. You're never alone again. You never feel desperate. Why? Because he's there to fill the need. He is the bread of life. Bread is for sustenance. It helps you to live and to thrive. Jesus is the bread of life. And this bread is not like natural bread. This bread brings you a life that you've never known before. This is the bread that God sent down from heaven to fill our souls. This is the bread God sent to change our life. And so today, we want to invite those of you who are new to join us in the celebration of Holy Communion. If you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you ought to participate and celebrate with us. Communion is not for the unsaved. It's not for those who have not submitted to the work of the cross. Because you see, in order for this new life to come to humans, Jesus had to die on the cross. He had to open up an avenue between mankind and God Almighty. And his life and death on the cross is what opened that avenue. You've got to come through the blood of the cross in order to celebrate his victory. So those of you who have so done, we invite you to get your elements together that you might participate in his victory today and enjoy the blessings of the covenant in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you as imperfect human beings. Nonetheless, we who have participated in repentance and forsaking of sin and asking Jesus Christ to come live in our hearts, we're your children. And as your children, we come to glorify your name. We come to praise you. We come to thank you. We come to honor you. We come to repent of the things we haven't done right and the things we should have done right. We thank you that there is mercy and forgiveness for us continually, and that you put our sins as far away from us as east is from west, Lord. Whatever transgressions, whatever shortcomings, whatever errors, whatever failures, whatever faults, whatever weaknesses we have, we submit them to you now, and we thank you for the exchange, for the holy exchange of what we have been for who Jesus is. We thank you that Jesus has been made to us righteousness, right standing before your throne. We can approach you now. We've received the spirit of adoption. We want to thank you that he's been made joy to us. The joy that the Holy Spirit released in us when we left our sins behind and walked into true salvation. We want to thank you for that. And we want to thank you, Lord, that no matter how many mistakes we make, we can always come to you and ask you to forgive us. And you will listen to us. You will hear us. You understand what we feel and what we're saying. And you forgive us and you pardon us freely. We want to thank you for that. And so today, Lord, we're going to celebrate your victory yet again, because in you we share in this victory. Yes, victory does belong to Jesus. It belongs to you, Lord. You won the victory for us that we could not win for ourselves. Satan lost forever, and he knows it. But yes, Lord, you're the victor, and we honor you today. And so we take the bread, and we say thank you. And we take the cup, and we say thank you. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show and proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, and we want to give you praise. We want to celebrate your victory today in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your overcoming victory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we present our bodies to you a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, according to the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that you've taught us to take the shield of faith so that we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you for the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is your holy word, the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that there's a hedge that you put around us. We thank you that you covered us in the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you that we're the head and not the tail, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We have determined never to let any unwholesome word proceed from our mouth. We want to thank you and praise you for all the armor that you have provided for us. We want to thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We want to thank you that you supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We want to thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because you love us. You care about us. We are forever in your eyes and on your mind. We want to thank you, Lord, for the divine health that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, that we walk in it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because you're the God who heals our diseases, and by your stripes, Jesus, we have been healed. We want to thank you, Lord, for your joy, because your joy is our strength. So we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing. We want to thank you for every provision and every blessing and every grace that we've been afforded. No, Lord, we do not deserve it, but you are merciful. You are merciful. You pour out mercy regularly before us, Lord. Your mercies are new and fresh every morning. And so we partake of the blessings and the mercies of God. We thank you, Lord, that you are so generous with us. Now let us be generous with our obedience and with our praise and with our thanksgiving. Let us bless you as you have blessed us. Let us give you the obedience that you have called for us to give, Lord, because you have so generously provided for us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all his underlings, maneuvers, tactics, timings, devices, plans, orders, demonic assignments, satanic agendas against the righteous. In Jesus' name, we bind the devil. We bind Satan. We bind every agent, every evil spirit, every wicked demon that he has access to in the name of Jesus. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down every demonic throne. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the bush and in the heavenlies and in the deep in Jesus' name. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar spirits, electronic devils, technology devils, digital demons, smart technology, and all of their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind every Leviathan spirit, Kundalini spirit, water and marine spirit, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing devils, womanizing devils, drone devils, whoredom devils, and all the voices of the stranger and their attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over all hypnotic and trance devils and all mystic rituals and their intent. We bind targeted radio frequency attacks, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks and debilitating sonic frequency attacks. We bind sonic and audio weapons. We bind Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, and all remote viewing in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us power and authority over the devil, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We bind all 5G and components in Jesus' name. We overturn all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the magicians in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, Caribbean, Latin American, black magic, and white magic in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over all powers worked against God's people in Jesus' name, and we return them from whence they came according to the covenant in the name of Jesus. We bind Morgellons attacks. We bind the goo, the black goo, the gray goo, and all other goo in Jesus' name. We bind nanobots and nanotechnology in the name of Jesus. Wicked devices of the devil, we take authority, dominion, and power over in Jesus' name. And we return the attacks to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, free-flying devils, evil spirits that take animal forms, shape-shifting spirits, and every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the culture. We bind racing mind, inattention, impulsivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has ever been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, all witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind the formation of bullflies and demonic insects, spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, every spirit of infirmity, supplanting in Jesus' name. We bind the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the transference of evil spirits, mammon and his agents, and all demons sent forth to harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, intimidate, stop, expose, curse, stifle, pervert, confuse, distract, block, besmirch, hinder, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generation of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, the spirits and the works of the oppressors and the spirits and the children of disobedience, all false religions, numerology, horoscopes, make-believe, fantasy, Halloween, Day of the Dead, in Jesus' name, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit of pride in the name of Jesus. We bind the king of pride and chain him with every chain in Jesus' name and his entire kingdom. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We forbid the devil from attacking our pets during this season, using them for a sacrifice for Halloween to work powers in Jesus' name. Lord, all of that vying for powers that the witchcraft and occult people do, we return it where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Basilate, Moloch, Python, Baphomet in its 72, Mammon, Atlas, Apollyon, Zeus, Neptune, Baal, Beelzebub, and Belial in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, Belial is evil. He is a ruler of wickedness, and he pulls the people of God away from the things of God and draws them back into the wicked carnal life that they once knew and have been exposed to in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that he has no dominion here in this ministry. We thank you, Father, that he has no power over the children of God. We thank you, Lord, that your holiness rules, that your people are holy because you are a holy God and you called your people to be holy. You said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy. And without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." We want to thank you for holy living, holy lives. We undo the works of every demonic weapon, all fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind tumors, codes, and triggers. And we break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, and its intent in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you cover this congregation once again with the blood of Jesus. Every oppressive spirit that has attacked us since the last time we met, Father, on Friday, we loose ourselves from the oppressors in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from every oppressor in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from every oppressive spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Risa de rucuse de rishiti la brusa tarabre. Risa de rocoho le leleas and de brisa tarabre que de tula la leasa, roco de leasa. Yarrakisa de rucusa de la breca de diosun de la mene. There it is, Holy Spirit. There it is. Risa de diosota. Irrikisa bebebeche de la brisa de la bruca bababa. Risa la de diosuta de brisa de diosuta. Father, we thank you for successful fasting in Jesus' name. And the retaliation that the enemy has attempted to send because we had a successful fast, we give it back to him in Jesus' name. We give it back to him in the name of Jesus Christ. It's his oppression, and he can keep it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their harassment, fear, mind control, and witchcraft back on their own heads. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, I defer that to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Amen. Father, with the sword of the Spirit, we cut ourselves free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, snare, and work of the devil. We loose ourselves from the works of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves and we loose our minds. Hey, we loose our minds from every work of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose our minds from that. We bind every spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. And we send it right back where it came from in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We access the mind of Christ through the blood of the Lord Jesus. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Saints, these are the high days. These are the high days. We're entering into the month of October. These are the high days. We just had a Jewish holiday in September. And the enemy is marching his way to his holiday, so he thinks. Hey, but he can't have a holiday now, can he, Lord? Because you reign. We cut ourselves free from all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. Even people that work for us, Lord. People that we have employed. Isha! Hallelujah! We cut ourselves free from them in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves free from the spirits that follow them in the name of Jesus. People that we serve, we cut ourselves free from the demons that run their lives in Jesus' name. People from our past, we cut ourselves free. Oh, hallelujah. From their demonic lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Holy prayer life. Oh, holy prayer life. Everybody in your prayer language. We bind every witchcraft attack and every deaf spirit in Jesus' name. Every attack against our minds, against our emotions, we bind it in the name of Jesus and return to sender. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Cough that out in the name of Jesus. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack. Every attack. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus. Every attack. 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 Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack. Come out of God's people. Come up and out of God's people. Come out of Rugusto Torobrete. What you have done in their sleep, we send back to you now in Jesus' name. What you have done in their sleep, we send back to you now in the name of Jesus. What you have done in their sleep, we send back to you now in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of God's people. Come out of them. Come out of them right now. Take a deep breath and cough. You want to get rid of these spirits? Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. All these attacks you've done in the night, that you've done in the night season, come out. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out of God's people. Come up and out of God's people. Every spirit that's not of Jesus Christ, you've been bound. You've been caged. You've been chained. Now come out of God's people. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment right now. Every spirit that's not of Jesus Christ, every thought, every word, every spirit, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come out of them. Come out of God's people. Come out right now. Deep breath and cough that out. Yawn. Ruka si de la brecha de Dios to la baraka. Every water spirit that's attacked, every spirit of rebellion that's attacked, every wayward spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Rike, every spirit of infirmity, come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Every spirit of infirmity, come on out of them. Come out of them now. Now in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Every spirit of infirmity, come out of them. Come out of God's people. There's no place for you to stay. Every disease, every ailment, every affliction, every spirit of erusha that I break it dead, risa that I break it, 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 every spirit of fear, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Every spirit of fear, every spirit of intimidation, every spirit of doubt, every spirit of unbelief, come up and out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of rebellion, you're bound. Come out in Jesus' name. Every water spirit. Every water spirit. Every marine spirit, every religious spirit, every religious spirit, Belial, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Belial, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Every spirit that entered through the transference of wicked spirits, you come out. Every spirit that was transferred in, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that was transferred in, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit transferred in, every spirit sent to attack, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out. Eddie said that every spirit sent to attack, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come from behind the eyes, come out of the nose, come out of the ears, the mouth, the front and the back, every demonic entry point, come out of the skin in the name of Jesus Christ. Every oppressing devil, come out of God's people. Come up and out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that has threatened you and intimidated you, harassed you or bullied you, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come out of God's people right now. Every spirit that has afflicted you, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Rupa, all astral projection, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All astral projection devils, come up and out. Blood of Jesus in the eyes, the blood in the eyes, the blood of Jesus in the eyes. The blood of Jesus in the eyes. The blood of Jesus to saturate you. The blood of Jesus to saturate your mind. We submerge your mind under the blood of Jesus Christ. We submerge your mind under the blood of Jesus Christ. We submerge your mind under the blood of Jesus Christ. Fully submerged in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and release your prayer language in Jesus' name. Deep breath and release your prayer language in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sweep the room, Lord. Sweep the room. We thank you for it. Well, the Lord wants to talk to us today, saints, about fearless and unmovable in Christ. Fearless and unmovable in Christ. To persecute someone means to afflict them or harass them or bully them constantly to the point that they are injured or distressed or very, very, very upset. In other words, you have caused them to experience extreme pain, suffering, distress, illness, loss, or misfortune. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. It means to subject someone to hostility and ill treatment. It is a form of harassment and abuse and victimization. A designed method of mistreatment of an individual or a group. Some of the sinful treatment includes stirring up others to hate and mistreat that person or group. Also, taking away property, destruction of property, violation of rights, arrest, imprisonment, beatings, torture, rape, murder, executions, denial of access due to discrimination. These are very serious charges and circumstances. How is a saint to respond to such treatment? What are we supposed to do? What attitudes should a saint hold on to when persecution appears? In Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 22, Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Against such there is no law. Saints should be on guard and remember that the fruit of the Spirit should be easily seen in our lives at all times. Why? So that others can see Jesus in action in the earth. So that others can see Jesus in action in the earth. You know, they swear that they don't, he's just some historical figure. But no, he lives in us. He lives in us. And when the fruit of the Spirit is on display in our lives, people get to see Jesus in action in the earth. He's not the man upstairs. He's not some old figure in an old Bible. No, he's alive and well. And he lives in his people. And we honor him. We honor him when we walk in the fruit of the Spirit and allow them to be seen. Amen? Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 47. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. We are to always serve the Lord with joy in our heart, gladness in our heart, because of his graciousness and his love toward us. Amen. Do you remember when we had a very long time ago, he wiped out the entire population of the world at one time, except for 8 people and some animals in a big boat. Well, you see, he can do it again. He did it once before. He can do it again, but he promised he wouldn't do it that way. He promised. He put a rainbow in the sky to remind us that he gave a promise. And he's going to keep his word. So there is no hurricane that's ever going to come to wipe everybody off of anything. And whoever purports that is lying. It's just that simple. They're lying. I remember when they used to say that there's going to be a hurricane to wipe everybody off the face of the globe in Florida, and we're all going to be washed out into the sea. Well, that didn't happen. In fact, the Christians began to pray. I remember when it was coming. And if you turned on the TV and you looked at the Weather Channel, there was this humongous circle that they were calling the hurricane. And it was bigger than the entire state of Florida. And everybody went to pray. And I heard that somebody called one of the TV stations that was on the air and started everybody everywhere else that didn't know about it to pray. And once we prayed, it left. It wasn't near Florida anymore. So evidently, what the devil intended for evil never happened to the state of Florida. You see, the devil is not in charge of the world. God is. He rules in the kingdom of the earth. He rules in the earth. He gave us dominion here, but he runs the show, believe me. The heavens do rule. No matter what the devil threatens, the heavens do rule. So we must always serve the Lord with joyfulness. In John chapter 16, verse 20. John chapter 16, verse 20. Jesus said to us, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy." Your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Jesus told us this for our good. He told us this for our own good. Amen? Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. There's joy in our journey. His joy is our strength. When we let go of our joy, we let go of our strength. We need to keep our joy. We need to keep our peace, and we need to walk in righteousness. We need to live in righteousness. We don't need to let our peace fly out the door because somebody else did something foolish. We don't need to let go of our joy because something has happened that was upsetting. We can hold on to our joy even in upsetting circumstances. You see, you have to decide in advance that I'm not giving up my joy. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. This joy I have, my children and my grandchildren didn't give it to me, and they can't take it away. This joy I have, my spouse didn't give to me, and my spouse can't take it away. This joy I have, my job didn't give to me, and my job cannot take it away. This joy I have, the government did not give to me, and the government cannot take it away. It's my joy. It's my joy that Jesus died for me to have, and the Holy Spirit saw to it that I got it. It's mine, and I'm not giving it up for anybody or anything. Amen? Now, I don't know how you feel about it, but my joy is important to me. It helps to keep me sane. There's too much going on in this world to allow somebody to come between me and my Savior. Amen. And my joy is what my Savior gave to me. Amen. And I'm going to keep mine. I hope you've decided to keep yours. Amen. You see, saints, we have to hold on to the kingdom of God and don't let go. Hold on to the joy that the Holy Spirit has released in you. This joy is from God Almighty, and it is very, very valuable. Whenever you feel yourself getting weak, don't you know it's time to praise him and thank him some more? When you get the bad news, that's the time to count it all joy. That's the time to go running around rejoicing and rejoicing forevermore, because you need strength then. You need power. You need his might. It's time to praise the Lord. You praise the Lord when you feel like it, and you praise the Lord especially when you don't. That's what you're supposed to do. Enter his presence with thanksgiving in your heart and praise in your mouth. That's how you approach the throne. It's not, well, Lord, you know what they did to me. No, that's not the approach. The approach is with thanksgiving in my heart and his praise in my mouth. That's the approach. When they hear it, they know you're coming. You got to give them time to get ready for you. So you open your mouth and you let them know, I'm coming. I'm coming to the mercy seat. Just give me half a second. I'll be right there. You begin to praise and worship the Lord, and they say, oh, he's coming. Okay, we're ready. Amen. That's what you're supposed to do. So if you want them to know that you're coming, you got to open your mouth and let them know, you see. And when you begin to praise and worship the Lord, while the Lord knows, oh, they're not just going to sit down there and look at me strange. They're actually coming to say something. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Amen? I'm ready. Luke chapter 6, beginning with verse 22. Luke chapter 6, beginning with verse 22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you. And when they shall separate you from their company, looks like rejection to me. And they shall reproach you or insult you and cast your name out as evil for the Son of Man's sake. They don't have anything good to say about you. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. My. So when you get rejected, you're no longer in that circle. You're not in the loop anymore. They talk about you and not with you. It's time for you to be happy. It's time for you to rejoice. Amen. Something about the Jesus in you they just couldn't stand. Something about the Jesus in you they just couldn't get right with. So they had to get away from you because it was just too much Jesus for them. In order to obey this scripture, we must get our attention off of ourselves. Off of ourselves. That's an important step right there. Getting our attention off of ourselves. You know, Jesus doesn't care for pity parties. And if you plan to have one, don't expect him to come sit there with you. All right. That I feel sorry for myself stuff does not work with the Godhead. All right. It just doesn't. All your whining will not bring the presence of the Lord. So if you plan to whine, don't expect him to show up. He's going to the rejoicing party. Remember, he was the one that changed the water to wine. He's going to the rejoicing party. Remember, when we get home, there'll be a banquet for 7 years. He's at the rejoicing party. He doesn't come to the pity party. Don't forget that. Just before you crank it up, remember who's really coming to be with you. Amen. The demons will come, and they will play violins and help you do it. But if you really want them, why are you calling on Jesus? You see, we need to focus instead on the reward that our Heavenly Father will give to us for holding true to his character and nature. Holding true to his character and nature. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. We're supposed to be displaying his character and his nature. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, beginning with verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. We glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. It develops patience. It develops patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is shed abroad, poured out in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So when troubles come, know that the process is working. And this is the process. The trouble is going to develop you more in patience. You're going to get to find out what long suffering is for. You see, you have to have expand. You got to be able to contract and expand depending on the circumstances. And long suffering stretches you out. Where you didn't have patience before, you will develop some. And that patience works experience in you. It's happened enough times that you know that this is God and he's working in you. He's not just on the pages in the Bible. He's actually in you doing a work. And all those experiences teach you to have hope no matter what happens. And the hope that you have in him works into faith, and you are not ashamed because he moves on your behalf. Amen? So don't get upset when the troubles and the persecution begin. No, it's time to grow. It's time to develop. It's time to come to acquire yet another weight of glory. We're being prepared for where we're going. You see, eternity lasts an awful long time, a lot longer than our little stay here on earth. And we have to be prepared for where we're going. And this is the preparation process. It is a process. And we all must be prepared. You see, you wouldn't want to be half prepared the day the Holy Spirit says, "Us, we're out of here." What you could do, you want to have done it. You don't want to be slacking and lacking. Amen? Amen. It's the truth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, as it is fitting, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. See, our faith is supposed to grow exceedingly if we will allow it to. And the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. We're supposed to grow in love one toward another as well, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith. Your patience and faith. The promises of God come through patience and faith. For your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God. It's an indication that God says, yes, I'm the righteous judge and I'm judging. That ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God. Everybody isn't going to be counted worthy. Everybody that says, Lord, Lord, isn't going in. We want to be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Nobody gets away with it. Nobody. Nobody gets away with it, you see. Peter, chapter 3. 1 Peter, chapter 3, beginning with verse 13. 1 Peter, chapter 3, beginning with verse 13. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror. You know, there's some people that were intimidated into getting to jail. They didn't have a real reason to do that. They were just intimidated. They allowed some agent, some spirit, some mouth, some report to intimidate them. They sat in front of the boob tube, and they heard this one died, that one died, this one died, that one died, this one died. But did they tell you how many survived, and this one survived, and that one survived? And did they tell you that part? That's when you know you've been told a lot. You got one part of the story, but you didn't get the other part. It should occlude your mind, the mind of Christ in you, that you're listening to a lot. Now, if you didn't pick that up, you need to go back and see Jesus. They tell you this part of the story. I went to dinner with a lady. I was going to a little get-together of Christians, and we went out to this restaurant to have a few pieces of meat and vegetables to eat, because we like to get together every now and then. And she sat next to me, and I asked her, she said, you know, Mom is gone.
I said, what?
Yes, Mom is gone. Now, Mom was in her late 80s. No, I'm sorry, she's in her 90s. And so I said, well, you know, Mom, she said, listen, this is what happened. Now, Mom had about 4 or 5 pre-existing conditions that she had had for many years and been living with. And she didn't die. Okay? I'm going to tell you why Mom left. Mom left because she was tired of living down here. And she was ready to go. And when she was ready to go, it didn't matter what they said. She was going. So, pre-existing conditions or not, she was here till she was ready to go. All right, so this is what they did at the hospital. On the death certificate, they listed all Mom's pre-existing conditions. And then at the end, they put COVID. Payola. You see, this is what they've been doing the whole time. A lot of those so-called deaths, those people didn't die of COVID or vidco. Okay? A lie is still a lie. I don't care who tells. You don't have to listen to a lie. We talked about that before. You don't have to receive lies. The spirit of truth lives in you. You can check out every lie. You don't have to swallow that. Jesus didn't tell you to. Saints, don't be afraid of their intimidation. Don't be afraid of what they say. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Well, why is it you ain't getting the jab? Well, I have Jesus. He gave me Psalm 91. And that's the truth for me. It could be the truth for you, too. I have his blood. You could have his blood, too. By his stripes, I've been healed. You can be healed, too. You know, there's a time to answer. The Bible says right here, sanctify the Lord God where? In your heart. And be ready always. Not just, you know, when you're going to get your hair done. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you. Be ready. Tell the truth. You love to come to church with, I have a testimony. Well, what about when you're in the world? Same testimony. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse you and your good conversation or lifestyle in Christ. They need to be ashamed. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. If you're going to suffer, suffer for righteousness' sake, not because you did something. So, let's go to 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4. Saints, don't be afraid of their intimidations, their bullyings, and their threatenings, and don't be ashamed either. Don't be ashamed. They will try to back you down and make you feel like you're nobody because you trust in Christ. But you know better. Beloved, 1 Peter 4, verse 12, beloved, think it not strange the fiery trial that is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice. Well, why did this happen to me? No, rejoicing time. Inasmuch as ye are partakers, participants of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. You do not want to be ashamed the day Jesus shows up. That's not the day. If you be reproached or insulted for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of. But on your part, he is glorified. Let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Let him not be ashamed. You took a stand. They told you you had to get out of the military. Well, you should wave by and say, praise the Lord. They'll miss you before you need them. They'll need you before you need them. That's the way it really works out. But let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, and that's the way it happens, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let him that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing. Commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. You see, Jesus had to do that. He had to commit himself to his Father and go through what he was sent here to go through. If he had never come and suffered, what example would we have? If he had never suffered to the degree that he did, what example would we have? How would we know how to walk this life out pleasing the Father? Because every day you don't get a cherry without a pit. Some days it seems like all you get is the pit. And if Jesus had not gone through every temptation, he was tempted just as we are. He was in a flesh body just like us. So all of those men, Jesus was a man, okay, with male body parts. You got it? Just like you. So what do you mean you can't live a holy life? Just what are you saying? There were women then. There are women now. What's new? He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. So, you're going to call him a liar? Are you going to change? It's up to you. It's up to you. Since Jesus suffered and underwent pain, we must have the same attitude that he had. We must be ready to suffer too, because we are ready to do the will of God, aren't we, church? Many will laugh at us with contempt or scorn, but don't forget, saints, that they must face the righteous judge himself, and they will be punished for the way that they have lived. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. This is one of the avenues of God's justice. God is using our suffering to make us ready for his kingdom, while at the same time, he is preparing judgment and punishment for those who are hurting and taking advantage of us. I'll say that again. God is using our sufferings to make us ready for his kingdom, while at the very same time, he is preparing judgment and punishment for those who are hurting and taking advantage of us. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 30. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 30. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And unfortunately, we probably know some people that are going to find that out for themselves. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. You cannot make a fool out of God. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You live like a dog, there's a recompense for that. It is. And when many of us found that out, we were in a hurry to change. We were in a hurry to change. Saints are to accept the truth that persecutions will occur. We are not exempt because we follow Jesus. In fact, quite the contrary. In Hebrews chapter 11, beginning with verse 35, Hebrews 11, beginning with verse 35, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. If you have never heard how the early saints at Jerusalem were treated, and Rome, they received some horrible treatment from the world and the devil. They were murdered. They were thrown to lions. They lived in caves. They couldn't stay home anymore. They were treated like they were criminals because they had come to Christ. It was awful. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging. Yes, some of them had bonds and imprisonment. And it's not like the prisons we have now, more like dungeons. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were cut in half. Some of them were tempted. What does that mean? That means they stood there and they tortured them and told them, if you'll recant, Jesus Christ will stop the torture. And when they wouldn't, they were killed. They stood there and watched them kill their whole family. They received some cruel treatment. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute. Beyond what you drive through downtown and you see the home. Nah, that was a hotel compared to what they got. Afflicted and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. Why? Because they received Jesus Christ. And they wouldn't let go. And they would not let him go. Well, there's an old church hymn, saints, and it goes like this. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for thee. The consecrated cross I'll bear till death shall set me free, and then go home to my crown to wear, for there's a crown for me. Amen. You don't get out of it because it's ugly. Jesus went through the ugly too. As we can see, saints, enduring persecution in righteousness is an integral part of our faith. Jesus said to us in John 15, verse 20, the Gospel of John, chapter 15 and verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Get ready. If you think they're being ugly about this shot thing, you haven't seen anything. They're just starting to get ugly. In Bali, Indonesia, if you have not been vaccinated, you can't go to the store too many places. What does that mean? That means you ain't buying no groceries. That's what that means. You got it? And if they are foreigners, they're liable to be kicked out of the country. Okay, consider ourselves fortunate. There are parts of the world, even in Australia, where you can't go out of the house. They monitor everything that's being sent to you. If you're a person that happens to like beer, they're going through your mail, taking your beer out to make sure you don't get it. Isn't that ugly? That's just downright ugly. That's ugly. Why would you steal something from someone? No matter what it is, why steal it? John chapter 16, verse 33. John 16, 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Jesus is promising you that you're going to get tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. All that will live godly. It didn't say some. It said all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. All that will live godly shall suffer persecution. So, he means it. Yes, saints, we will have persecution, so get ready. Get it fixed in your mind. It's going to show up in my face sooner or later. Get it in your mind. Arm your mind. Yes, I'm expecting it. Pray so you'll be strong and you'll do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Amen? Amen? Don't just listen. Pray so you'll be ready when it shows up. 1 John chapter 3, verse 13. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Well, parts of the world already do. If you were listening the other night when we were on the radio, we told you about an FDA worker, I think it was FDA, or one of those federal agencies, that whose idea was to go door to door in Nazi style. And if you find an unvaccinated person, blow dart them. This is someone who's lived in the United States in freedom their whole life, but this is what they think they ought to do. The Nazis could teach the government a few things about how to deal with this vaccination situation. This is somebody we pay to go to work for us. If you knock on every door, and if you find somebody that hadn't been vaccinated, just blow dart, especially if they're African-American or another minority. Go for it. Just blow dart them. You know, like they're a cow or some cattle or some animal in a zoo somewhere. Just blow dart. Okay? That mindset still exists. James chapter 1, verse 2. James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, speaking to the believers, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. Count it joy when the trouble shows up, because it's coming. Yes, it is. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Here's the good part. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. There ought to be a willingness in our heart toward the Lord to accept persecution rather than to fail to please him. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. Sowing and reaping is real. If we suffer with him, we'll reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. And see, when he sits there and denies you in front of the Father and the angels, that's not a good thing for you. That is not a good thing. You need angelic assistance, and you'll be wondering why it's not there. From the very beginning, after the burial of Jesus, persecution has found its way into the lives of true believers and followers of Jesus Christ, starting with the scattering of the church in Jerusalem and including the stoning to death of Stephen. there has hardly been a time in the history of the church in which Christians were not persecuted for their loyalty and devotion to Jesus Christ. Jesus promised his disciples and us that we should expect severe treatment at the hands of those who are opposed to the gospel's message and the results that it works. Since men had persecuted him, they will certainly persecute his followers. We are called saints unto death. Yes, physical death. We are called to be faithful unto death, just as Stephen, Paul, and others were, keeping in mind that with it we receive the assurance of eternal life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are troubled on every side, and he means every side, yet not distressed. We're not bent out of shape. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We're not about to give up. Saints, we are called to live as fearless Christians, standing side by side with a holy commission to share and witness the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what our enemies may do. They will view this as a sign of their downfall, but it speaks to us, reminding us that God is with us. We have been given the privilege of trusting God and suffering for him. Amen? That's a privilege. And it has great rewards. There's some crowns that come from that. Matthew chapter 10, beginning at verse 16. Matthew chapter 10, beginning at verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Sheep in the midst of wolves, ravening wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men. Don't be so gullible and trusting, okay? For they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Well, that ain't all they're doing now. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Stephen didn't have his oration rehearsed. They were stoning him, and he was speaking. And Jesus stood up to receive him. He was sitting down the last time we looked, but when they were stoning Stephen and he forgave them and he left his body to go into heaven, we see Jesus standing to receive him. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death. We need to take Jesus seriously here because this is the way it's going down, saints. The brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Did you understand that? The children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over all the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. A disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, that's a curse, how much more shall they call them of his household? They told Jesus he was of the devil. Fear them not, therefore. You have no reason to be afraid of them. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetop. And fear not them which kill the body, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So you need to make up your mind right now where what's it going to be when it comes down to you. You need to make up your mind. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered, even if you shave them off. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Jesus means what he's saying. He's not to be trifled with. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Did we hear that?
Amen.
And a man's foes, his enemies, shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, Jesus said. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, Jesus said. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me, Jesus said. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He's plain enough. He means what he says. Hebrews chapter 13, beginning with verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13, beginning with verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Let your lifestyle be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Because they're coming to do things to us, saints. They're coming to do things to us. And we need to get it in our minds. It's going to happen. He's telling us it is. He didn't lie. He can't lie. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Romans 8:17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. you know, no cross, no crown. It's the same. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. When we finally get there, it'll all pass away like a dream that just floated away. Pastor Pat told us as she was leaving, she had visited before the throne of God. I can still see her sitting in her hospital bed talking to me as I was about to go on the air and do the broadcast. It's worth it all. It's worth it all. It's worth it all. It's worth it all. Don't you ever forget it. If you forget everything I've ever preached to you, don't forget this. Whatever you have to go through, it's worth it. Don't give up your crown. It's waiting for you. Go get it. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. Remember, saints, that God brings good out of that which seems to be bad. Again, saints, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. This is a serious matter. Get moving. Move into action. Go out and tell them whatever the Lord tells you to say. Don't be afraid of them, or else God will make a fool of you in front of them. There's no point in being afraid. When it's time to open your mouth for Jesus, let it roll. You've got enough scriptures listening to this ministry that you've got something to say. You've got the blood of Jesus. You've got your testimony. And everything the Holy Spirit tells you to say, you've got something to say. God has hardened us against their attack. I have made you stronger than you have ever been before, the Lord says. They will not overcome you, says the Lord. Yes, they will try, but they will fail. I am with you, says the Lord. I will deliver you. I will deliver you. Now, I want you to listen to this. It's a piece of news that came from a very reputable source. We've been talking about persecution, but I want you to hear what's happening now. Afghan Christians are living in fear as the Taliban has declared that they will carry out executions and other brutal punishments, including amputations, under Islamic Sharia law as part of their rule in Afghanistan. Cutting off of hands is very necessary for security, Mullah Nuruddin Turabe said, a member of the Taliban's interim government and chief enforcer of the group's strict interpretation of Sharia law. That's what he had to say. Everyone criticized us for the punishments in the stadium, but we have never said anything about their laws and their punishments, he continued. No one will tell us what our laws should be. We will follow Islam, and we will make our laws on the Quran. This is what they're saying. Turabe, who is under UN sanctions, also said, the new government may consider carrying out such punishments in public. Tarabi's announcement has many Afghan Christians bracing for persecution. The U.S.-based persecution watchdog, International Christian Concern, reported this, explaining that the Taliban's strict interpretation of Sharia is a threat to Afghan Christians due to their conversions from Islam to Christianity. As apostates, he's saying, Afghan Christians will be subject to Sharia's deadliest consequences, including execution. Almost all Afghan Christians, estimated to be between 8 and 12,000, are converts from Islam and remain closely closeted and hidden from the public eye due to severe persecution. When the Taliban took control of much of Afghanistan following the drawing down of U.S. troops in August, many ministries working with the country's underground church worked tirelessly to evacuate at-risk Christians, Mr. Stark of the ICC said. Christians are now in hiding because of active threats against their community. He shared stories of how Christians continue to face threats from members of the Taliban. In one situation, an Islamic extremist threatened to kidnap a Christian man's daughters and marry them off to members of the Taliban. In another, a Christian man received a letter from the Taliban saying his house belonged to them. Christians have also been warned to refrain from gathering. Even within the networks that we have, a number of people have changed their phone numbers because it is simply not safe anymore. Their work to lie low in the country makes it hard for someone on the outside to stay in contact. As persecution continues to increase, Afghan Christians need help from the outside to escape their circumstances, he said. It's going to take a diplomatic process by the U.S., the U.K., and other countries that are going to allow them to leave that country, he said. Essentially, what they need is some sort of special status that would allow them to travel outside of Afghanistan. The Taliban has banned all demonstrations and have violently cracked down on protests, including beating women and killing demonstrators. We call on the Taliban to immediately cease the use of force towards and the arbitrary detention of those exercising their right to peaceful assembly and journalists covering the protests, a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights previously said in a press statement. The Taliban is arresting and in some instances executing people they perceive as their enemies. Christian missionary David Eubank, a former U.S. Army Special Forces and Ranger officer, said in a recent interview. Eubank also said recent photos and video suggest they're killing as many as 30 to 40 at a time. The Taliban are hunting down people right now, trying to get all the names of anyone they perceive as an enemy, Eubank said, adding that the enemies include people who work with the U.S. government, people who are with other governments, people who work with non-governmental organizations they don't agree with. Five of the Taliban appointed leaders in the interim government were in detention in Guantanamo and later exchanged for some from from Bowie, they switched him off for somebody. You give us them, we'll give you him in 2014. The top leader of the Taliban issued religious decrees justifying the Taliban's operations, including suicide attacks. That's pretty bad. Of course, we know they refused to turn over Osama bin Laden after the bombing of the embassy in 1998. So you see, saints, there are people in the world we live in, on the planet we live on, who are being persecuted for their faith. And we're going to pray for them right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, if they've had no food, feed them the bread of life. You fed the Israelites with manna. Manna is available. We thank you. We thank you for holy manna coming down. Hallelujah. Your blood is drink indeed, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayers and our intercession. And this is not all. we will continue. We will continue with our intercession in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Rise to the benediction, church. Thank you, Lord. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. Amen and amen. Saints, don't forget the Afghan Christians. Don't forget them. Jesus is expecting intercession from you. Don't forget them. Pastor loves you. Talk to you on Wednesday in Jesus' name.